Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 3.3, Usability Testing Essentials. This lesson is part of Module 3, Advanced Application, Prototyping and Testing in the UI/UX Design for Frontend Developers in FinTech course. In this lesson, we'll explore what usability testing is, the various methods and best practices for conducting it, and how to analyze the results effectively. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to conduct usability tests to evaluate interfaces and identify areas for improvement. Main content. What is usability testing? Usability testing is a method used to evaluate a product or service by testing it with real users. This process allows designers and developers to observe how users interact with their interface, identifying pain points and areas for enhancement. In the context of FinTech, usability testing is crucial as it ensures that platforms are not only functional but also intuitive for users who may not be tech-savvy. During a usability test, participants are asked to complete specific tasks while observers note any difficulties they encounter. The goal is to uncover issues that might hinder the user experience, ultimately leading to a more user-friendly product. Think of usability testing as a way to gain insights into your users' thoughts and behaviors, allowing you to design better interfaces that meet their needs. Methods and best practices. When it comes to usability testing, there are several methods you can employ, each with its own advantages. Here are a few popular approaches. Usability testing. This method involves a facilitator guiding users through tasks while observing their behavior. The facilitator can ask questions and clarify objectives, which helps gather in-depth qualitative data. For instance, a fintech app may have a facilitator asking users to navigate through account setup, noting where they hesitate or express confusion. Unmoderated usability testing. In this approach, users complete tasks on their own, often remotely. This method is more convenient and cost-effective, allowing you to gather data from a larger audience. Tools like user testing or lookback can facilitate this process. For example, a user might be asked to perform a fund transfer without any assistance, providing insights into the clarity of the interface. A/B testing. This technique involves comparing two versions of a web page or app to determine which one performs better. By analyzing user interactions with each version, you can identify which design elements resonate more with your audience. For a fintech product, you might test two different designs for a loan application form to see which yields a higher completion rate. Best practices for conducting usability tests include: define clear objectives. Before starting the testing process, know what you want to achieve. Are you testing a specific feature or the overall experience? Select appropriate participants. Ensure that your test users represent your target audience. For a fintech application, this means selecting users who would typically use your services. Use realistic scenarios. Create tasks that reflect real-world usage of your application. This enhances the relevance of your findings. Record sessions. With permission, record usability tests to capture user interactions and comments. This can provide valuable insights for future iterations. Analyzing usability testing results. Once you have conducted usability tests, the next crucial step is analyzing the results. This involves reviewing the data collected to identify patterns and insights. Here are some key steps to follow. Compile the data, gather all notes, recordings, and feedback from your usability tests. Organizing this data will help you see the bigger picture. Identify common issues. Look for recurring problems that multiple users faced. Are there specific tasks that a majority struggled with? Highlight these as critical areas for improvement. Prioritize findings. Not all issues are of equal importance. Assess the impact of each problem on user experience and prioritize them accordingly. 4. Instance, if users consistently struggle with the login process, that should be your first focus. Make recommendations. Based on your findings, create actionable recommendations for design improvements. For example, if users had difficulty understanding where to input their banking information, consider redesigning that section to enhance clarity. Test again. Usability testing is an iterative process. After implementing changes, Conduct further tests to see if the issues have been resolved and to identify any new challenges that may have emerged. It's also beneficial to share your findings with your team to foster a collaborative approach to design improvements. This can include presentations or reports that highlight key insights and suggested changes, ensuring that everyone is aligned on the path forward. Conclusion. In summary, usability testing is a vital aspect of UI/UX design, particularly in the fintech industry where user experience can significantly impact customer satisfaction and retention. By understanding and applying effective methods of usability testing and analyzing the results thoroughly, you can enhance the usability of your products. Remember, the ultimate goal is to create interfaces that are not only functional but also user-friendly and accessible to all. Reflection questions. How can you define clear objectives for your next usability test? What methods would you choose to conduct usability testing for a new fintech app, and why? How will you prioritize findings from usability tests to ensure the most critical issues are addressed first?